Milwaukee-based battery maker Johnson Controls has spent millions of dollars to set up labs at the UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee that work on improving energy storage technology. Scientists note that being able to store electrical energy so it can meet demand when needed is vital for better performance of everything from laptop computers to electric vehicles to the electrical grid. Professor DeYoung Chu has just been named to an endowed professorship in the collaboration. He says his long-term goals include shortening the time from research to commercialization, including for products like electric cars, where some consumers see shortcomings.
So, for example, the current pure EV can run 150, 200 miles per charge, but the major problem is consumers' anxiety, because when I drive the vehicle out of my garage, I'm not sure I can come back. And also the fast charge. I mean, you don't want to charge them overnight. You want to charge them like within hours, within 1 hour or two.
In the short term, Chu says improvements can also be made in energy storage for battery-assisted vehicles that run on gasoline. Johnson Controls Vice President Mary Ann Wright says that can have public benefits too.
The things that he's talking about focusing on will allow us to save real energy, meaning real fossil fuel consumption, while we're advancing the technology to someday being able to get affordable, performance-expecting electric vehicles.
Administrators at the Milwaukee and Madison campuses say another benefit is that Johnson Controls and other firms are hiring some of the graduates of the universities. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.